This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that the Pradhan Mantri Mudra Yojana has proven to be highly beneficial in promoting self-employment among the youth. The scheme, which was launched in 2015, has completed 11 years today. In a social media post, Mr. Modi stated that the success of the scheme has shown that when individuals are provided with the right opportunities, they can become self-reliant and also contribute significantly to the nation's progress. He said that PM Mudra Yojana has redefined access to credit by empowering millions with the confidence to dream and the means to fulfill it. On the occasion, Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman said that the scheme has been instrumental in reshaping the credit landscape for MSMEs and countless individual entrepreneurs in the country. The Reserve Bank of India has kept interest rates unchanged at 5.25%. Announcing the first bi-monthly monetary policy for the current fiscal, RBI Governor Sanjay Malhotra today said that the Monetary Policy Committee has unanimously decided to retain the repo rate at 5.25% with a neutral stance. Consequently, the standing deposit facility rate remains at 5% and the marginal standing facility rate and the bank rate remains at 5.5%. Bi-monthly meeting of the committee began on Monday under the chairmanship of the governor. Monetary Policy Committee has also expected that GDP for the last financial year will be at 7.6%, while for current fiscal it will be at 6.9%.
Real GDP growth for last year is estimated at 7.6%. This corroborates the underlying strong momentum in economic activity supported by robust consumption and investment amidst supportive policy measures, ongoing structural reforms, and favorable financial conditions. Taking all these factors into consideration, real GDP growth for this year is projected at 6.9%, with Q1 at 6.8%, Q2 at 6.7%, Q3 at 7%, and Q4 at 7.2%.
Polling for all 140 assembly constituencies in Kerala, 126 in Assam, and 30 in Puducherry will be held in a single phase tomorrow. Authorities have tightened security and administrative measures to ensure free, fair, and peaceful polling. To ensure a transparent process, Chief Electoral Officer Anurag Goyal has announced that all 31,490 polling stations in Assam will be under live webcasting surveillance. In Puducherry district alone, a total of 4,116 polling personnel have been deployed on election duty. Security arrangements are in place. Additionally, 155 micro-observers have been appointed across 137 sensitive polling stations to ensure close monitoring. The Election Commission of India today assured that the elections in West Bengal would surely be free of any fear, violence, intimidation, inducement, and without any booth jamming and source jamming. The Commission said this in a social media post after meeting a Trinamool Congress delegation. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar will be holding a meeting with Bangladesh Foreign Minister Khalilur Rahman in a short while from now in Delhi. This marks the first visit to New Delhi by a Bangladeshi minister since the BNP-led government took office in February. In a major diplomatic breakthrough, US and Iran agreed to a two-week ceasefire, halting weeks of direct military confrontation that had pushed West Asia to the brink of an all-out war. The agreement, brokered through intermediaries, calls for an immediate halt to strikes on both sides and the reopening of the Strait of Hormuz to international shipping. Oil prices fell sharply on the news, dropping from above $115 per barrel to below $95 within hours of the announcement. President Trump confirmed the deal in Washington, calling it a win for diplomacy. On the other side, Iranian Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi also announced that Iran will agree to a ceasefire if attacks against Iran are halted. Meanwhile, back home, benchmark domestic equity indices surged over 3.5% in the afternoon session, tracking global optimism after the announcement of a two-week ceasefire agreement. Sensex rocketed over 2,700 points to 77,360, while Nifty jumped 817 points to 23,941 when reports last came in. And Indian shooters Palaguli and Mukesh Nelavalli won a gold with a new junior world record in the 10-meter air pistol mixed team event at ISSF World Cup at Grenada yesterday. And that is the end of this news bulletin.